interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Love is in the air. That's right. Valentine's Day is here. And perhaps more than even our partners in life, one can have that much love for their pet. Isn't that the case? And I am thrilled that on today's show, we are going to be highlighting a terrific event that is now multiple years in running. And on the show, I have a friend, the one and only Carrie Burgess. She's a passionate realtor who loves what the real estate market does, and in particular there within Martin County. But she also has an incredible passion for dogs. And she is the founder of the Farm Dog Rescue. And her annual Tacos, Beer, and Dogs Country Concert is just a week away. Carrie, I can only imagine what you and your team of volunteers are going through as we're in the home stretch. But like you said, it's more than a concert, right?
It is. It's a family event and really going to be a spotlight to our county.
Oh, like, give us an example, because you're absolutely right. I had the privilege of helping be an MC for your first ever. And over the years, it just keeps evolving and growing. The venue changes. And as a result, you're able to add things and just keep customizing it as you go, right?
Absolutely. This year, it will make our 7th annual Tacos, Beer, and Dogs Country Concert. And we are moving our venue actually out west. We're going to be at the Rockin' H Ranch in Palm City so that it's convenient for our folks down in West Palm and our people that are north to come to it. We're expecting over 1,000 people this year. We have great activities, great music, great food. It will be a wonderful time.
Now, I recall on our first one how exciting it was when actual adoptions took place. Is this something that could potentially happen again at your 7th annual?
Absolutely. We actually have an adoption cabin right on the ground.
Yeah, I love it.
So this year we've been able to bring in, you know, the dogs. So we're going to do a lot of pet events. So we have an adoption cabin. We have a pup parade going through the concert, like a big conga line.
Adorable.
We're going to do a puppy kissing booth. We've got all the things.
All the things. I've never heard of a puppy kissing booth, but I love that that is a thing. That is so cute. Sometimes you just need a dog's kisses and everything is better.
Exactly.
I completely agree.
And it's the month of love and Valentine's Day.
Right? And they're just giving out those smooches. Now, you are known for being able to bring in some pretty stellar talent. I believe it was last year you brought Uncle Cracker, and being a Michigan girl at heart, I was devastated that I had conflicts and was unable to attend. But, I mean, it is a goal of yours to bring some name recognition, and it really does help generate the buzz, the ticket sales, and, of course, the overall awareness of the mission.
We have, actually. We've had Uncle Cracker, Sarah Evans. We've had some, you know, top artists. This year, we have an amazing turnout already in ticket sales, the best we've ever had. And we're so excited to welcome George Burge to the Treasure Coast. He's an up-and-comer, but he's already had 2 number one singles. He just announced last week that he is coming out with a new song with Luke Bryant. So it's dropping.
Cool.
The first of the month here, and we're really excited about that. So his ticket sales have been more than double any other artist that we've had.
Wow, that's pretty special.
It is.
And, you know, we don't have to travel to Nashville. We can be right here.
For sure. And the Rockin' H Ranch is where it's located. It is all country western. The vibe is awesome with the VIP barn. There's cattle on the property. It is just decked out.
Well, let's touch on that because the ticket price is really fair for those that are looking to come, just standard general admission. But then what is the difference for the VIP experience?
Sure. So we've got general admission, $50. That is a lawn seat. So you can come, bring your family, blanket, and hang out in general admission. For those folks, we have food trucks and cash bars. And then the VIP will have upfront seating with chairs and so on. They also have a VIP barn with a bar and a catered taco experience, we'll call it. And then the VIP experience, they have a whole submerged event. So they're going to get up close and personal with George Burge. They have a private concert prior to him going on stage, a meet and greet, et cetera. So they're all great. So $50, $150, and $500 are the ticket prices.
Those are the different tiers. Very cool.
Correct.
And again, accessible, really, if you know it and you plan on it. And again, with this being in its seventh annual, let's talk about the actual mission of Farm Dog Rescue for a little bit.
So this is really, you know, what it's all about.
Yeah.
So we don't do, we don't do small events throughout the year. We really try to focus on the dogs all year long, and then we spend a good, hard couple of months working on this great event for the community. And this really carries us through the year. Mm. I mean, that's the purpose and the goal. It's very expensive to put on, but we have wonderful sponsors that are stepping up and helping us accomplish this. And then the event itself generates some income. So this event carries us through, you know, through the year. And the real purpose of the rescue, of course, is to save and rehome dogs in need, but it's also to do local spay and neuter for our community. We provide a free spay and neuter clinic. There's a lot of layers to our rescue, and this country concert will allow us to do those efforts.
Brilliant. Now, I am such a fan of the Facebook group, or the page, really, that you are in charge of, and I'm sure with the help of many volunteers, you're able to get things up quickly because you are always getting in fresh dogs of assorted breeds and ages, and they're all adoptable for the most part.
They are. You know, things have evolved over the years, I think, in the rescue community. And right now, most of our dogs are coming from owner, so it's an owner surrender situation. We usually have between 15 and 20 dogs waiting to come in, and we desperately need fosters. We desperately need help on a regular basis. But our dogs come in, they go into a foster home, and then they are either rehabilitated or immediately put out for adoption. It just depends on their situation. And so, yeah, we've been fortunate to have great dogs come in and great adopters who give them a home.
Out of curiosity, Carrie, and I know we didn't touch on this in some of our pre-conversing, but historically, how many adoptions, like in 2025, how many adoptions were you able to successfully complete?
Right. So we started in 2018. And we are at about 1,400 or 1,500 dogs.
Whoa, that's huge. Yeah.
But our numbers are not really that big compared to a lot of shelters.
Sure.
We really try to take on a small rescue approach and do things really well and not have dogs returned and not have them go out into bad situations, not saying that others do that. But, you know, we try to really take our time. So we're not doing huge, huge numbers. Our goal is never to be the biggest in the vast and the biggest building or any of that. Our mission is hopefully that rescues are not needed sometime in the future.
Well said. So the concept of Farm Dog Rescue, how does that overall differ from a shelter, for example? Why might one find this to be a better fit if they need to surrender?
Sure. I mean, I think I don't think there is a bad shelter, so it's not saying one is better than another. I think there's pros and cons to both. The advantage to a fostered dog is that the dog is living in a home with a person, and we have a really good read on that dog by the time it's available for adoption. So we're going to know if it likes to sleep in bed, if it has food issues, if it's eating or not, all those things. And I don't think that you really get that sense when a dog is in a kennel. It's hard to get to know their true personality. And then we work with a local trainer for any dogs that have behavioral issues that maybe we need to work on that came out while they were in foster.
Brilliant. So might that be an area of volunteerism that you are indeed looking for? As we have listeners that stretch from Sebastian to Stuart, you just never know what's going to call on one's heartstrings and what their talents are. So you had mentioned fostering before, but there's other skill sets.
Absolutely. We have several pillars of volunteer areas. So we need help with transport. We need help with meet and greet. We need help with socialization so they could pick up a dog that's in foster and just walk around downtown Stuart with an adoption vest. That would be a huge help to us. You know, there's so many avenues in which we need help. Some people say they only want to do things that involve the dog directly. That's great. People say they don't want to because they'll want to adopt every dog. That's fine too. We need admins. We need other services. So we allow and welcome any kind of volunteers.
I love it. And what's the website for our listeners?
The website is thefarmdogrescue.com.
Now, when you're on the website, you can click and have the opportunity to purchase your tickets right from there for the upcoming February 21st concert, correct?
You can, or you can go directly to tacosbeerdogs.com and buy your tickets right online.
And for those listeners that are just tuning in, I am chatting with Carrie Burgess, realtor with RE/MAX of Stuart extraordinaire, and also the founder of the Farm Dog Rescue, who is having her 7th annual Taco, Beers, and Dogs Country Concert, which, as she said in the beginning, is more than a concert. It's a community event. Can you give us the rundown one more time for the event next week and how folks can, what they can expect to experience while they're there and the different tiers of participation and how that goes to fund Farm Dog Rescue?
Absolutely. So head over to tacosbeerandogs.com to buy tickets. The entry level ticket price is $50. That includes general admission. The next level is $150. That is a VIP level, and that includes a chair at the front. And the top tier is called VIP Experience, and it's all explained right on the website. The funds for this event go directly to the dogs. So we are the Farm Dog Rescue, and we are a small foster-based rescue in Palm City. We service primarily the Treasure Coast. We do not bring in dogs from out of state. We are really here for local families that need to rehome their dog.
Such a particular mission, and I'm a big fan, and I've loved being able to see how this event and the organization itself has grown, as well as your personal growth within the nonprofit sector and in the for-profit sector of things. It's just really incredible. And I know the quality of the volunteers and of this event. I mean, if your schedule permits and you're able to come to Rockin' H Ranch next Saturday, you will not be disappointed. I know my husband and I are thrilled to be able to be there and take part. And you're absolutely right. It's ease off of 95. And even from Central Stuart, it's very easy and accessible. So folks slightly from the north and from the south, don't hesitate, right? We want you there.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great event. Super fun. I think over the years, people have realized that it's like the best kept secret. And to come out and see really an A-lister right here in Martin County is huge.
Right. And then you might just come home with a four-legged souvenir.
That too.
I love it so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We hope to see you at Tacos, Beer, and Dogs next Saturday. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
It's time to call Easy Brew Coffee and Bottled Water Service and learn just how much you can save and how convenient it is to have your coffee and bottled water delivered right to your home or office. In addition to water coolers, Easy Brew offers individual bottles of water in 8 or 16 ounce bottles. No more lugging it home or dragging it into the office. Serving the Treasure Coast for over two decades, two letters, one simple name. Easy for Easy Brew. Visit e-zbrew.com or call 800-792-3288. Easy Brew. Are you a therapist or a nurse seeking the multi-state compact license? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a Level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints.
At Evergreen Media, we know the people, the businesses, and the work needed to take your marketing to the next level. We know where locals go to shop, work, and have fun.
We're here to focus on your local advertising so you can focus on your business. This is our home. This is our business. Evergreen Media. We market. You grow.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. All right, friends. Can you believe it? It's Valentine's Day, and it's all about love. I tell you what, Anna Valencia, Tillery, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. And throughout February, we like to call it White Glove Love Month, and it just happens to be a bonus when it's on Valentine's Day. At White Glove, we truly do love the Treasure Coast, and we love being a trusted moving, storage, and delivery partner. What does that mean? Most of us aren't from Florida. Crazy, right? We came from a different state. Some of us come, and we realize Florida just isn't for us. Of course, I did not get that memo. And if that's the case, White Glove can help take you back wherever you want to go, or you might choose to just go halfway back, right? The Carolinas is a big spot that people like moving to. Or perhaps you've already found paradise. You're here in the Treasure Coast and the kiddos have all graduated and they're off to college or they're done with college and you don't need that big house and you just need to downsize. Or maybe you're exploring multi-generational living and you're bringing more people and you need a bigger family compound type of scenario. At White Glove, we are here to do as much or as little as you need. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines that gives us representation in every state to pass along deep savings and streamline the moving process if you're coming into or leaving Florida. And locally, not only do we help employ more than 50 individuals who have families here and support the local economy in that way. But we love giving back here. And so we believe in ensuring that the quality of life is strong and that the area is beautiful so that more people want to call the Treasure Coast home. And we do that with 1 hour minimums, really affordable pricing and guaranteed A-plus service from start to finish. It's all about communication. And if you have an upcoming move, maybe you just need us to help load a vehicle up for you, right? You want to drive that U-Haul across country yourself, that's A-okay. Or you are looking for something a little more full service, we can help with that. And additionally, if you are doing some renovations and you're ordering new pieces of furniture, but you can't accept them at your home, we can help with the receiving and the ultimate delivery of those pieces, again, at really great rates, prices that make it possible. So at White Glove, we hope that you will consider us should you need help with the heavy lifting at any time. We're probably celebrating 24 years, and I myself have been with the team for 14. We're real good at what we do, and because of their loyalty to the community, we can bring you this show with weekly content each and every week. Speaking of love, pampering your loved one is always a good gift for the Valentine's Day. Love and True Colors can do that. Did you know they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee? So if you try something new and it just isn't the way that you want it, they will tweak it at no additional expense to you. They have weekend and evening hours, and they do more than just hair. They do massages, and I buy my massages in bulk. But they do nails. They do skincare. They do electrolysis. So permanent hair removal is really great for those of us in Florida. And then when it comes to hair, they do guys, they do gals, they do kiddos. And they have a hairstylist that specializes in each kind of hair, as well as a variety of budgets. So there's truly somebody there at True Colors that's going to be a perfect fit for you. Shout out also to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, where home mortgages is all that they do. Shannon and Lucy are dedicated to this. They've been at it for a number of decades. It's a free consultation, and they put together a plan so you can really get into a home that you love and that you can afford. And we know that pricing is a lot different than what it was 10 years ago, even a handful of years ago. And so they have tips and tricks to help you plan. And more importantly, as we get ready for the opportunity, maybe for a little chunk of change to come back at tax time, they can teach you how to invest that smartly in real estate. So thank you to Shannon, Lucy, and Union Home Mortgage. Also, shout out to Michelina's. They are in Stewart off of US 1, and it is delicious Italian cuisine. You can dine with them Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9. You can grab family meals to go. And for us busy moms, this is such a godsend. It will feed up to 6 people for $60. You can order it ahead of time. Just give them a quick call, and they will have it all ready for pickup, and you can reheat it and enjoy it at home and not feel the rush, the pressure, and by golly, use paper plates, and then there's no dishes. It's brilliant, moms. That's what we're here for. But they also do catering, and though they're an Italian restaurant, please don't think that they are limited to just Italian food when it comes to your catering. In fact, they're known for some of the big outdoor barbecue events and so forth that transpire throughout the Treasure Coast, and a good friend of mine who is a local publisher of a magazine, she says, I have a baby shower that we're going to do for my daughter, and we want it Winnie the Pooh themed. And Michelina's hit a home run with that. They are also the host venue of our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network that just happens to be taking place this upcoming Wednesday there at Michelina's. She opens for lunch just for our group. And this is something that's really special. The Premier Women's Network has no annual overhead. It's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. Go to tcpremierwomensnetwork.com to reserve your ticket in advance. And just know that it's a cost-effective and super fun way of bringing awareness to your brand, to your event, to your organization. It's uplifting. We bring prizes. There's a chance for testimonials. And we break bread together. And that in and of itself leads to warm introductions that can become referral partners and referral resources as we go about our daily lives and our own businesses. You can even check out the directory on that website. There's more than 300 women that really know their stuff that would love an opportunity to converse with you or perhaps set up an opportunity to do a one-on-one. So again, if you missed the first half of the show, friends, we were highlighting tacos, beer, and dogs. It is next Saturday, February 21st, is at the farm, the Rockin' H Ranch, again, to benefit the Farm Dog Rescue. Every dollar raised will go to benefit the dogs, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a big up-and-coming country star, George Burge, that will be coming to Palm City. You just can't get that kind of experience every day, friends. And general admission starts as low as $50. Check out their website. Again, look up tacos, beers, and dogs, and look at the VIP options. Go to treasurecoastinsider.us for the live link. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Happy Valentine's!